Listen, I've never had any problem expressing my opinions, but what we're doing here is bigger than that. These are conversations that need to be had in an unfiltered way. Drag racing's all I've ever done. It's all I care to do. I respect the history, I appreciate how far we've come, but I want more for this sport, and I'll fight for it. It's uncut, it's unfiltered, this is the show of shows. The biggest names in drag racing. No holds barred. This is the great American motorsport, drag racing. Prove me wrong, I'll wait. Hey gang, Wes Buck here, Drag Illustrated Magazine, checking in with a special breaking news report. One of the first times I think we've ever done this, but this situation certainly bears rolling out the red carpet, doing something different. Huge news in the sport of drag racing this week as two-time and defending Top Fuel, NHRA Top Fuel World Champion Brittany Force has been nominated yet again for an ESPY Award. We are lucky enough today to be joined by her so we can chat and kind of take her temperature on this very, very, very significant honor. Brittany, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. How you doing?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh my goodness, it's our pleasure. I like I said, and we were chatting briefly off camera, that this always feels like a big deal. And I know that this you've done this dance before, but for me, let's just start with ESPN Magazine and ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, right? I don't know that there is a name more synonymous with media in the world of sports. And to be chosen by them to join a group, I mean, what a deal. Max Verstappen. I mean, this is one of the biggest stars that exist in sports today. I believe Kyle Larson. Who else? IndyCar's Joseph Newgarden. I mean, what's it feel like just to hear Brittany Force? I mean, let's leave it at Max Verstappen. What's it feel like to have your name mentioned alongside the defending Formula One world champions?
Just the list I'm up against it's a huge honor. I mean, of all motorsports series, I was one of four drivers selected for this ESPY Best Driver Award. So that's an honor in itself. And then when you look at the heavy hitters we're up against, I mean, that's just an honor in itself. So I'm really excited about it. We've been nominated before and I'm really excited about it because our season 2022 championship season was just huge. I'm very proud of it and I'm excited to be here again.
What do you make of the big song and dance? It's no secret that we here at Drag Illustrated, myself, we love all the pomp and circumstance. We love getting dressed up and doing the whole deal. Are you excited? Will you participate in the actual award program? Will you attend? I don't know what it falls on top of. I'm actually not sure, but is that something that you've done in the past and will you this time?
So I went the first time I was nominated and it was awesome. We got dressed up and went, walked the red carpet. It was just pretty surreal to be there with so many big names, sport names around us. This year, we just found out about, you know, that we were nominated. So we're a little late on everything and it goes right into our Denver race. So unfortunately, I don't think I'll be making it this year.
That's okay, but you have done that, and it is cool going again, just the guilty by association, right? Like being in that room with all these stars of the NFL and MLB and NBA, et cetera. I mean, motorsports totally aside, what an absolute honor. I'm curious, driver of the year, best driver, excuse me. What an honor, right? I mean, drag racing, I think sometimes has been excluded from those conversations, and oftentimes I think that's just people not knowing better, maybe not knowing about our craft here in straight line motorsports. What's it mean to you to be mentioned as a potential best driver? Just that role.
It's an honor for me as a driver, but not just me, but my entire team. John First Racing and NHRA. And, you know, looking at an ESPY award, it really elevates the sport of NHRA drag racing, which is, you know, also another goal, what we've been trying to do. It really elevates the sport and it puts us alongside, like you said, those IndyCar drivers, NASCAR, Formula One drivers. It puts us, you know, in the same field as them.
It's been something as a sport, it feels like we've been kind of fighting for. I'm curious, as a next generation driver, as someone who is obviously a significant stakeholder in our sport, do you feel some pressure, Brittany, to kind of be an ambassador for the sport? It's a little bit of a dual role, eh? Because you're focused on winning races and competing for a championship. But just hearing you talk right now, I can kind of feel it or hear it in your voice that this goes beyond just what it means for Brittany Force, John Force Racing. I heard you mention in HRA. Do you feel as you're kind of flying the flag for drag racing as a whole, so to speak, when it comes to situations such as this?
Thank you. Yeah, I've always kind of looked at, you know, coming into this sport, my rookie season in 2013, and you know, being this positive role model for anybody viewing me, whether it's younger kids or people my age or even, you know, older people, and my team as well. We all wear John Force Racing. We all wear our sponsors, you know, across our chest. And that role is very big to all of us. You know, we wear our sponsors with pride. And when we're out at the racetrack, yes, we're out there to work. We're out there to win. We still have fun together, but we always keep it classy.
For sure. I'm curious. There's perhaps never been a more significant time than right now to be a drag racer and to be thrown into the mix for driver of best driver, because we've been talking about it almost all season long. And I think this all started last year, but we've really seen it culminate. Top Fuel is a different, this is not your grandpa's Top Fuel drag racing. Just the action that we saw in Norwalk, the races that you were in, how good everyone's gotten on the starting line. Can you just kind of give us some of your thoughts and feelings about where Top Fuel has arrived? I mean, these races are almost all close. I was looking at the qualifying order in Norwalk, and I felt, and I don't mean any disrespect, but I genuinely felt like there was probably 12, 14 cars that were equipped and capable of winning the race. And that is just an incredible thing to say out loud if you know anything about the nuances of our sport. I mean, it's a very hard thing to do, a very expensive thing to do. But by all accounts, this is a high tide moment. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And the crazy thing is, I feel like I've been saying it every single year. I repeat myself. This is going to be the top this year. And it's just the competition just keeps getting, I mean, crazier and crazier every single year. It's like you're pulling, you know, we got our teammate Austin Prock back. Tony Schumacher came back after leaving for a little while. Now you have Tony Stewart in the mix. And, you know, there were crew chiefs that swapped around and moved around, and you know it's going to get good, especially when it comes down to the final six. Again, the competition gets tougher and tougher every single year.
What have you had to do, or have you had to, like, alter your approach, excuse me, as things have gotten more competitive, especially on the starting line, reaction times? I mean, what have you changed your approach or added anything to your repertoire or your race day kind of dance, race day routine to kind of match what you're seeing out there right now?
I think it's just, it gives you more motivation. Yeah. And it pushes you harder. You know what you're up against, and it's these races. I mean, they come down to, you can't even tell who wins. Even in those cameras that are right at the 1,000 foot, it's, you look at the camera and you look at the ETs and who won that? Like, you can't even tell. These races are so close. And it comes to, you know, I mean, the whole team involved, the tune-up, the driver on the starting line, everything is a factor in it. And it's incredible how close these races are. I mean, I lost to Justin Ashley this weekend, and I swear I was at the 1,000 foot and thought, why is my wind night light not on? Like, I thought I won the thing. Like, I could see him right there next to me, and it's just incredible. And again, that shows the competition. So really, it just more motivates me. I know that the competition is, we are raising the bar every single year, and the whole team has to do that. Me as the driver, crew chief, every single one of us, we all have to raise the bar. So it's just motivation, and we're pushing ourselves, I think, more than we used to.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the whole class, because, and it's interesting the way you explain it, because I don't know that anybody is necessarily dramatically altering what they're doing, or like taking oxygen more, or like changing their coffee or pre-workout routine. They're literally, everybody has been forced to elevate. When you start seeing these guys go, and gals, excuse me, 060, 050, 04, like, you know that they're going to do it. So everybody has to kind of rise to the occasion. And it's been really incredible to see so many people do so. I guess take us through here. It's no secret, all the performance accolades, the speed records, the elapsed time records, this is obviously an individual award, Brittany, But could you just kind of talk about the team that has given you a race car that would allow you to even be in this conversation? I mean, what we've seen David Grubnick do, Max Savage, everybody involved. I was actually looking at the results from 2013 Norwalk just to kind of compare and contrast how different things were. And, you know, Khaled Belushi won that race in 2013. I mean, it's hard to even remember a time when Khaled Belushi was racing Top Fuel, but I also saw David Grubnick's name on the qualifying sheet. We've seen this man go from a well-known and beloved driver to inarguably the most feared crew chief in drag racing today. Tell me about this team that gives you the race car that you have.
So, you know, looking at this SB, the SB Best Driver Award, it's not just me. It says driver, but the only reason I am here nominated for this is because of this team that I've worked with since 2019, David Grubnick, Max Savage, every single one of my guys. Yes, a couple, we've moved around here and there over the years, but it's pretty much the same team since 2019. And they are the best group of guys I have ever worked with. I wouldn't change them for the world. I love these guys. We work hard on the racetrack. We motivate each other. We push each other. And then we're lucky enough that we still enjoy being around each other, that we like to hang out off the racetrack. But, you know, looking back, the only reason we're here is because we are nominated is because of last season, winning that championship. We had a great season. I mean, start to finish. It is a long season, 22 events in a season. We start in February, we end in November, and we came out hitting, you know, race number one all the way until the very end. And we pretty much carried that number one all season long. We had a handful of number one qualifiers. We won 5 events. We set track records, and we lost it a little bit, you know, would swoop down under the number one, and then we would bring it right back up. So we pretty much had a steady, you know, season all the way through. And then it comes down to the points reset, and then you go into the playoffs, the final 6 countdown races. And that's right where our team, after a great season, where we really started to struggle and we started to slip a little bit. And it was really frustrating because, like I said, I mean, all season long, we would be going to we went to the finals about every single weekend. And then we go into the first few countdown races and we were out in the second round, and we hadn't done that all season long. And it was, you know, it's that doubt starts popping in your head of, oh my gosh, we're losing this. This championship is slipping from us. And we would meet up with our team after every single event. And it's hard. That wants to seep in there. That doubt wants to, but all of us were like, nope, this is ours. And David Grubnick said it every single time. This championship 2022 is ours. It's still out there. No one's claimed it yet. It is ours. And we all believe that, even though we struggled 3 races in a row. I think it was 4 out early. And we never believed that it wasn't ours. And then it was really the big moment for us was going into Las Vegas. We won the event. We went into Pomona 7 points ahead. And it was first round in Pomona, final race of the season, that we locked it up. And we won that championship.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, you make what an incredible tale. And thank you for detailing it like that. Because to your point, 12 races, you were leading the points, never dipped below 4th, 5 wins. I mean, it was early on, it looked like, oh my goodness, Brittany and company are going to run the table here. And it was kind of one of the ongoing storylines that exist in NHRA Championship Drag Racing is that points reset at Indy and kind of worrying about maybe we peaked too soon or our momentum was early. And how hard is that to navigate? I know that it's a storyline, like I said, that gets talked about every year, but you've done the opposite of that, right? You've kind of come out of left field and won the championship, right? Snatched it away from someone else. Can you kind of compare and contrast? One of the things that we like to talk about here is the difference for racers and teams racing out front. It's like a sports team that it's fairly easy to get motivated when you're an underdog, right? And everybody's counting you out. You've got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, but it's a totally different animal to be the one everybody's gunning for. You're certainly that right now, Brittany. And can you just kind of talk about that mindset and how that affects your race day approach? Because you're getting everybody's best shot. David Grubnick certainly is. No one is going up there laying up to race that Monster Energy Dragster. So can you just kind of talk about the challenges of racing with a target on your back?
Thank you. I felt like we had a target on our back, you know, all last season, just again, because we were carrying that number one, that points lead pretty much all season long. And we try not to get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, you don't want to be looking too far. You don't want to get too overly positive, but then you don't want to go negative the other direction. We really like to keep our focus on where we're at that day. So if it's Friday qualifying, we're looking just at that. And then we move to Saturday and then it's race day. So we really don't look outside of the weekend, because it's too, when you start looking too far ahead, or you're chasing, you know, this season now we're doing the too fast, too tasty. And we had some of those things thrown at us, you know, last season, just extra bonuses on the line for money. And we saw it all. Yes, we wanted it, but we wanted the championship more. So we saw those as distractions. They were good distractions. And we thought, you know what, if we hit our mark and we win one of those while we're chasing this championship, then way to go. That's awesome for us. But that's not our main focus. Our main focus is that championship and focusing on what we could do and perform on the racetrack that day.
Do you think that, like, for other drivers and people that are out there chasing their own respective drag racing dreams, how important is it to not get ahead of yourself, Brittany? I mean, how much do you how much onus do you put on that mindset as being a part of the recipe for success? Because I think we're all guilty of that, like, onto the next thing, or what about this, what about that? How much has that focus, that laser focus, really been a difference maker for you?
That's just our team. That is the, you know, that is what our team, that's what works best for our team. Again, we've been together since 2019, so we've had a handful of years to kind of figure out what works best for us. And that is just in our mix of what we do. You don't look too far ahead, because then you lose sight of what you're doing today, right there in that moment. Or you get too far overconfident, you know, looking like, oh yeah, we're going to win, you know, and you don't want that. It's just keeping your focus where it needs to be, not letting those outside distractions come in and pull you a different direction, or change your tune-up, or what you would normally do to qualify the car on Sunday. You're just doing what you came out to do that day.
A couple closing questions, and I appreciate you being so generous with your time, Brittany. How much, you mentioned something there that I also think is really important. How important is that continuity? I mean, I know you've had a handful of people move around and whatnot, and there's varying roles, and there's, you know, your father, John Force, very well known for shaking things up from time to time. But how, you mentioned a team that's been together since 2019. How much do you think that continuity, that family that you've built, brothers and sisters in arms, how much does that contribute to your success?
So it's actually an interesting story. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. So back in 2018, coming into 2019 was when, I mean, everything I was familiar with felt like it was stripped from me. I was going into 2019. My sister was no longer competing out there with me, so it was going to be me and Dad, which was very scary. I had a new sponsor on board. It was Advance Auto Parts at the time, and a whole new team. I mean, top to bottom. And as a driver, that's it's a little scary. I mean, you're talking about this team. I mean, you have guys that strap you into your race car. You have guys that are, I mean, obviously the guys that are working on your car that send you down this racetrack, and you want to make sure you trust every single one of them. And you have full faith that they're going to put a safe car together, that you're going to drive down that racetrack. And now in 2019, I came into our pit, flew out to Indianapolis before the season started. And it was to get fitted for the car and meet the new team. And I walked into, we have our pits kind of lined up in our Indy shops, how we would out on the road, out of a racetrack. And I walked into the pit area, and there were 10 guys there standing, staring at me in Advance Auto Parts shirts. And I remember thinking, I remember in that moment, I wanted to cry, because I was looking at these 10 guys and they were strangers to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it was really hard losing a team that I was with for so long. And over the years, we won a championship together. We built this trust together. I wrecked terribly and they were right there with me in the hospital. And now I'm looking at 10 strangers. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I felt like my sister's not out here with me anymore. And it was really difficult for me going into that season, just because, again, you're working with a new group of people that you're not familiar with. And we went right into testing, and we went out to Phoenix testing, and we spent, 4 days there testing. And after the 4 days, I'm like, I really like these guys. These guys have something different I've never seen. They're a special group, and I've never seen anybody like this. And the lead is all David Grubnick, and how he runs this team and how he holds this team together. I've never had team meetings Sunday night after an event where we go through every single person. Okay, you know, where did you screw up? Where did you excel this weekend? How can you get better? And we go through and everybody raises their hand and admits, you know, yeah, I screwed up. I could have been better. I will be better. And just to be in, have a conversation that in depth, that personal all together is, I think, is what has made us, you know, so strong. And these guys, like I said, I wouldn't trade them for the world. I love every single one of them. And now we won a championship together. So this championship, you can see, is very special for me. It was a first time championship for David Grubnick as a crew chief, and pretty much every single one of these guys, it was their first championship. So again, I mean, team is everything. I trust these guys with everything, and they trust me. We have each other's back. We put all our faith in each other, and we've done a pretty damn good job.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've got goosebumps. My hair's standing up on end. What a tale. I mean, I honestly kind of failed to really grasp the severity of that, like arriving in the pits without that kind of natural support system of your sister's racing or whatever, and then an entirely new team. And it's not like we're getting together to play checkers here. I mean, you're going 300 miles an hour in a 10,000 horsepower race car. You need to trust the folks around you, and it's the results obviously speak for themselves. A couple closing notes here, Brittany. Lastly, I guess you talk about distractions, and I definitely appreciate that. I'm curious, do you have any desire to be the one who knocks off this 300 mile per hour eighth mile pass?
Yes, we came close to it twice last season, and again, it wasn't on our. It was, if we happened to meet that,
right,
then that would be awesome for us. But we weren't chasing it, because if now we're chasing that, we're changing our tune up, we're changing our plan for qualifying, and again, that's not our goal. Our goal is at the end of the year, the championship. So if we get it on the way, we're going to be excited about it. We're going to be proud, but
no special effort. Yeah. No going out looking to make that run. So anyways, hey, Brittany, congratulations. Once again, for those just joining, Brittany Force being nominated yet again for the 2023 SB Best Driver Award. We hope we're casting our vote right here. You heard it here. I'm going to air it out. We'll get the world voting for you. Congrats. Have a safe couple off weeks. Are you excited to have a little bit of downtime, or would you just as soon go to the next one?
No, it's a little bit of both. It's nice that, you know, we get some time. My family's going to go up to Lake Tahoe to celebrate 4th of July. But we came out of a really good weekend. We've struggled a little bit this season, which we knew we would, because we made a lot of changes. David Grubnick made a lot of changes. We knew it was going to take us some time until, you know, we figured this car out. So we're right where we need to be. We know we're fine. But we came out of a pretty good weekend. I mean, we went to the semifinals. And to come out of that, like, oh, we thought we freaking had it. We thought we were going to win that, you know, that semifinal round. Now it's like, yeah, we're inching in closer. We're getting closer. Yeah, it's hard because now you want to go to the next one, and you want to take it all away. We're looking for that first one of the season still.
It's an exciting time. I don't think round wins, I don't know that round wins in fuel racing have ever been more meaningful or more significant. Like, I don't mean to shortchange the efforts of any of the racers that have come before us, but this is a brand new era of Nitro Racing, and it's great to have you leading the charge. Brittany, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we'll be voting and we'll be watching. Be safe, have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, you too.